Well, the ICC Men's 2020 World Cup is 9 days away. The best players in the world from 16 international teams right here in Australia, and remaining tickets are on sale at t20worldcup.com. That is t20worldcup.com to get your tickets. And joining us now, good Canoundra boy too here, is the GM of the organising committee of the ICC 2020, Michael Earsman. Mick, good morning to you.
Yeah, g'day fellas, g'day Middo. Long time, no chat, mate.
Great to have you on the program. Now, we saw that there was absolutely no one watching the Aussies at the Gold Coast warm-up match the other night. Obviously, everyone's just keeping their powder dry for the games that matter, aren't they, Mick?
Oh, you'd like to hope so. Yeah, definitely. Look, we've had a good start. We sold well over 500,000 tickets for the event so far, and as you just really eloquently described there, the tournament does have 45 matches, 16 international teams spread all around the country. Biggest global sporting event in Australia this year. So, you know, fans are excited for it.
Michael, even that, I sit here and think 45 matches in total in 3.5, call it 4 weeks maximum, yet the BBL seems to take 6 months to get through it. It's like, I just think the way you have done this tournament is exceptional. It actually allows fans to see the consistency of all the international teams. You get to see the best players, and you know, again, there's enough time to go to the ground if you want to do that as well and watch it live.
Yeah, absolutely. I think look, there's a number of double headers. So on a lot of the match days, you'll get to see two matches. Yep. One ticket gets you entry to both matches.
Yep.
So there's a number of those happening. There's actually a sold-out one in Sydney here on the 27th of October, second match day here in Sydney, which has got India, South Africa, Bangladesh, and the runner-up from Group A in the first round. So that's sort of the way that it works. It's all packed into a four-week period. You're right, and actually the first 3 weeks have got the majority of those matches. There's only three matches in that final week, being the two semi-finals and the final. So very short turnarounds for the teams. And if you're the Aussie team, they're hopping all over the country, obviously, with host nation, getting in front of as many fans as possible around the country. So it's a tough travel schedule for the Aussies, and they start with New Zealand on the 22nd of October as well here at the SCG, and that is a replay of the 2021 final, that little tournament that they had in the UAE last year.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how much of an advantage or disadvantage is it in and around the travel? You mentioned Australia. I know they got some games in WA. They got games in Adelaide. And did I see there's also games in Geelong?
Yeah, that's right. So the very first match of the event is next Sunday, the 16th of October, and that is a doubleheader at Cadinia Park. So that will feature Sri Lanka and Namibia, and that's, you know, in terms of hometown support, I think you're going to see a lot of Sri Lankan fans at that fixture. That's an area, and all of Victoria is really, there's a lot of Sri Lankan expats in that area, and I'm anticipating that they shouldn't have too much trouble, I don't think, getting out of that first round. And then the Super 12 stage starts up here in Sydney with that match between the Aussies and New Zealand on the 22nd.
Do you get round to most games, Mick?
Oh, I'll have a look at a few of them. I think lots of them. At the moment, it's been a busy time for everyone. This event, obviously, was originally scheduled for 2020, and there's a number of people that working on the local organising committee with me that have been in and around this event since back then, and even before the women's event was staged in 2020. So there's a few weary heads there, but there's obviously a lot of excitement now about the fact that we're only 9 days away.
Australia going to it as favourites, in your opinion, mate, after winning the last World Cup in the UAE?
Well, if you look at their world ranking, you probably wouldn't call them favourites, but they did win that event, and they are the home nation. So, you know, that does count for a lot, Clarkie, you know that. You did it yourself in 2015, so for the 50-over World Cup, of course. So, yeah, they're going to be hard to beat. But, look, the exciting thing for fans is if you look at the current you've got all the best nations in the world, but if you look at the current sort of top 20 batsmen and bowlers in the world, they're all going to be here as well.
Yeah.
So anything can really happen on the day. And you know, with T20 cricket, it's nothing's guaranteed.
And when's the cutoff point, mate? We've spoken a lot and had a lot of messages about Cameron Green coming into the Australian squad if somebody is injured, if Marcus Stornis doesn't pull up fit. When is the cutoff date where all 15 need to be named, confirmed, and you can't make any more changes to your World Cup team?
Yeah, I actually don't know the exact date. And I believe that that can happen really all the way up to that first match.
Okay.
There was a provision they had to name a squad 30 days out. They've done that. They didn't have Cameron Green in it. Yep. But obviously that's, you know, there's been a lot of chat around that and, you know, a couple of other players as well probably. But it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out with the, sort of the changes they've made and the batting order and everything recently as well. They're clearly having a look at something there.
I think it's October 15, Clarkie.
So you got up until that. Okay.
Then after that, it's got to be injury reasons.
And how do people go about getting their tickets for the final, semi-final, and obviously the regular games throughout the tournament?
Yeah, well, so on the T20 World Cup website, so that's T20WorldCup.com, and there are tickets available for most matches. We've got a huge match down in Melbourne between India and Pakistan, which sold out within 10 minutes.
Wow.
The MCG, we then went and released some standing room for that one as well, and they sold out. There is the India doubleheader here in Sydney is also sold out, but there are a few tickets left for the Aussie-New Zealand game. And there are seven matches in total in Sydney, and one of those is a semi-final, which is on the 9th of November. And if the Aussies get through to the final four, if they manage to get that far, that semi-final match for them will be in Sydney.
Are you calling
the other semi-final has been played in Adelaide, and then, of course, you've got the final at the MCG on the 13th of November.
Yeah, sorry, Mick, are you calling the India-Pakistan?
Yeah.
Oh, only the big guns do the big games.
Oh, hey, pulling out the big guns.
How about
you? Well, there you go. Mention my name in that game.
I just do as I'm told. Just tell me where to go. Tell me what time to be there. I just do as I'm told.
What game's going to have the biggest audience?
Oh, yeah, please. Please. Loz, you want your name
mentioned?
That's
where I want my name mentioned.
He's going international daily.
How about these two? Mick, what about Daly? Daly's like... Clark, he's got to mention him in one of the broadcasts.
Yeah.
I'm sure Loz, as big a name as he is here, and you're a Raiders fan, Mick, I know, but is Loz big in, I don't know, Northern India?
India, Pakistan, we're about to find out. New batting coach of Australia.
Well, Loz, weren't you like a childhood cricket prodigy?
No, but he tells us he was.
I've told you that on the quiet, Mick. After about seven schooners, I think I might have told you that.
Mate, great to speak to you. I hope it's a successful tournament for all concerned. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, good on you, lads. Really appreciate it.